Let's start with Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. In Genesis, the first book, it talks about the first day of creation. And here God spoke. And he called the light into existence. Now, many scientists have discovered that light and sound waves work together in certain areas. And because of these discoveries, we understand that this passage means that God spoke and his actual spoken word created the light. And as this is the first thing that he did, he made a distinction, a separation between light and darkness. And he was beginning to speak of his character, who he is. And so light is very important to understand this concept, this idea. Because this is in the Creator's, beginning understanding of his character. Now we're going to talk about Jesus as the light and what this means as God's son. Matthew 4:13 says of Jesus. That as he began his ministry, he left his home village of Nazareth. And he came and dwelt in Capernaum. Which is upon the sea coast. In the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. By the way of the sea,
के पार का इलाका है
बियॉन्ड जॉर्डन
और यॉर्डन का इलाका
गैलिली ऑफ द जेंटाइल्स
और हम देखते हैं कि गलीलियों का भी ये इलाका था.
Now here, this is the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And the prophet is saying he left his hometown and he went to the area of the Galilee. That the prophecies of the scripture might be fulfilled. And here is the prophecy or the word of God. That Isaiah spoke. He said, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light has sprung up. And this was speaking of Jesus. He was the light that came to the darkness. He is God's spoken word in the flesh. And from that time, Jesus began to preach. And to say, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So Jesus' message to those sitting in darkness is to repent. That is his first message to man. Now let's look again at another passage from John 8:12. Jesus spake again to them. Now notice carefully, Jesus is speaking. So we need to hear what Jesus is saying. He said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness. But shall have the light of life. And Jesus was saying that he was showing them the way out of the darkness by his example. Let's look at another 1 John 1:1. And here the Apostle John says, in the beginning was the Word. So in Genesis, the first thing God did was speak. And John says, and the Word was with God, the Creator, he means. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. So this is to say that the word, the spoken word, was with God the Creator, the Father. And then verse 4 says, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. So this great light that God spoke was with the Father Creator from the beginning. And when Jesus began his ministry in Galilee, he began to quote it, the prophet Isaiah said, this is the light of the world, Jesus. And in this we find the Holy Scriptures establishes that Jesus was God's Son. He was with the Father from the beginning. So let's look at John chapter 1, verse 5. To understand this concept of the character of God. And the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. Okay, so there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This same John came for a witness to bear witness of the light. That all men through him might believe. Now this man, John, he was not the light. But he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lights every man that comes into the world. So this passage says that John, this is referring to John the Baptist. That he was to introduce Jesus by bearing witness that Jesus was the light. So Jesus had a messenger, a testimony. Someone was saying, this man John was sent to say, look, here comes Jesus, the light of the world. Now, in verse 10, it says, he was in the world. Matt, that means that Jesus came into this world. And the world was made by him. Well, how can this happen? He was a man of flesh. Because he was with the Father in the beginning. And all things, it says, were created by Jesus in the beginning. Which makes him one with God. And then the passage goes on, the verse says, and the world did not know him. He came to his own people. And his own people did not receive him. But as many as did receive him, this is very important. He gave them power to become children, sons of God. To those that believe on his name. And these are which are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now this is the foundation of our faith. That if we believe on the name of Jesus, and we receive him as who he says he is, he gives us the power to become the children of God. Hallelujah. And this is who he is. He came as an example. He is the light of the world. Now, what happens when you're in a dark place, like a dark room or an underground cave? And you can't see. You need a light. You need a lamp so that you can see where to go. And so Jesus came into the world to show us where to go. The early Christian church was called the people of the way. Because they follow Jesus and his ways. Because he lights up our path in the darkness of this world. So once I was sitting in darkness, and I called out on the name of Jesus to save me. And a light came into my heart and I became born as a child of God. And then I began to follow Jesus. And he showed me the way to live my life. He gave the purpose for my life to me. Because he created me, he knew what my purpose was to be. And then as I watch him and his example, he shows me the way that my life should go. And then I once was lost. But Jesus found me. And he shows me the way for everlasting life. So he lights up the path before me in the midst of darkness. And he gives us power to become children of light. And so as in Matthew 5:13, he talks about what our purpose is as children of light. It says, he talks about salt, and then he talks about light. Now, this is Jesus talking. He says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savoriness, it's not good to be used as salt. It's good for nothing. To be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Now you are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle. And put it under a bushel to hide it. But it's they put it on a candlestick. And it gives light unto all those that are in the house. So let your light so shine before men. That they may see your good works. And glorify your Father which is in heaven. So here this passage is saying that as we become children of light, hallelujah, that God gives us power to do good works. And that other men will see it. And they will be drawn to the Father in heaven because they will see the light and our good works. And this will glorify our Father in heaven. Because we will be then known as children of light. This is our purpose. So we follow the light, Jesus, out of the darkness. And then we take, show as our example other people how to come into the light of Jesus. So that they can be a bright and shining light. Now, if the light is good works, then what is the darkness? Well, and in Ephesians 5, 3 This passage explains what it means to walk in darkness and to walk in the light. So it starts out saying, be imitators of God, dear children. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us. And he gave himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God. For a sweet smelling aroma, so he took our place as an offering for our sins. Now, this is the Apostle Paul here talks about what is in darkness in the third verse. He says, but fornication and all uncleanness. Or covetousness. Let it not even be named among you. As it is fitting for saints, for holy ones. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For know you this, that no fornicator unclean person nor covetous person now see, who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of God, Christ and God. So let no one deceive you with empty words. Because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon sons of disobedience. So don't be partakers with them. And verse 8 says, for you were once in darkness. But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness. Righteousness and truth. And we find out what is acceptable to the Lord. So have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. But rather expose them. So it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things are exposed, and made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. So this means that the light shows up what's in the darkness. So evil deeds and shameful deeds are done in darkness. But we as children of light are supposed to shine the light into the darkness. And we expose these things and say, don't do these things, come out of the darkness into the light. Therefore, God says, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead. And Christ will give you light. This is what we are to do. This is our purpose as children of light. That as we follow our example, Jesus, who is the light of the world, then we are full of light. And our good works show of God. And expose those who are walking in darkness around us. And the purpose of exposing their darkness is to bring them into the light. Now let's look at 1 John 1, verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him, meaning from God. And we declare to you that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. Praise God. If we say we have fellowship with him, with God, and we walk in the darkness, then we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he, God, is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Thank God. If we say we don't have sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful. And he's just to forgive us our sins. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, this is good news. This is great news. Because all of us were in darkness. And when the light shone in our hearts and showed us our sinfulness, then he gave us power to become children of God. Because we see the truth and we say, oh my gosh, I'm in darkness and sin. But Jesus' blood will cleanse me. From all my sin and darkness. And he gives us the power to walk with him and become children of light. Now let's look at another passage that talks about this in Colossians 1, verse 13. That God has delivered us from the power of darkness. And conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. In whom we have redemption through His blood. And what is that redemption? The forgiveness of our sins. And this is the most important message in all of the universe. This is the most important question every person should have to face and ask themselves in their life. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the Son of God. He was with God in the beginning of creation. And everything was created by him. And it was for his glory that they were created. So then if we say, okay, Jesus, you came as an example, and the first thing you spoke in your ministry, was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we need to repent of our darkness and our sins. And then follow Jesus. And show others by our light the way out of darkness. Now, can I ask you, and will you answer me please, who is Jesus? Yes, and he is the Son of God. Because God is light. Is this correct? Yes, this is correct. And so we have this great message to share with others. That God has made a way to forgive us our sins. Because the Holy Scriptures say that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And God is perfect. He's full of light and perfect. And to become his children, we need to be cleansed and made perfect by God. But how can we do this? Because we're sinful. Well, he gave us a way. He said, Jesus is the way. He's the way, the light to show you out of the darkness. And the first thing we need to do is say, Lord, show me my sins. Help me repent. And then I will say, I receive Jesus. What does it mean to receive Jesus? We must receive him as who he says he is. He is God's, he's the Son of God. He was perfect. It says there was no sin found in him. And because he was perfect, God, he made himself a sacrifice for us. That means that he took our place of death, and the curse of sin was on him. But we have to say, acknowledge, we have to say, that's right, I'm in darkness, I'm sin, I have sinned. And the power of his blood cleanses us from our sinfulness. Because the life is in the blood. And then he gives us eternal life. To all who believe on him. And receive him. And this is a great news. It's the most important news in the whole world. Everybody has news media and stories and history and teachings, educations, and universities. But all that's nothing. It passes away. This good news that we tell to you today is forever. Because it says that every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess. That Jesus Christ is Lord, is God. Those under the earth. Those on the earth, and those in the heavens. So when we all die, and all of us die, we will stand before God's judgment throne. And God will say, "Who is Jesus Christ to you?" And if we have been faithful and confess Jesus, we will have eternal life. Now, if in our life we have denied Jesus, we will have eternal death and hell. Because all of us will see him and know that he is God. So we want to bring other people into the light of eternal life. For this reason, Jesus came for us. And this is the purpose of our lives. And that means no matter where you are, what position you have in society, God has put you there to be a light. And to be faithful to show others out the way out of darkness. Now, I want to ask anyone who has not yet received this Jesus if they would like to receive Jesus now. It's important that they receive Jesus now because we do not know if we have tomorrow. And this means with all your heart, you want the Lord to receive him into your heart. And that your spirit is coming in great power for these days and times that we live. And you are above all the powers of darkness because you are the God of light and you spoke and said, let there be light. So we thank you that as we come into repentance that the kingdom of heaven is here. And Lord, we drive out demons and devils by the finger of Jesus. And we command you to leave because the presence of God is here. And Lord, we drive out sickness because there is no sickness in the presence of God. We command afflicting spirits and tormenting spirits to leave. Because of the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all darkness and from all sin, and from... Because we call on your name. At the name of Jesus, the demons must bow. And at the name of Jesus, this word spoken from the beginning of creation that the light is coming and driving out the darkness. So we thank you, God, for more of your light. More of your power. More of your spirit. And more of the power of God to become children of God. For we need you, Lord. You are everything. and you have given us all good things that we might walk in you. That we might do good works that would glorify your name. And Lord, so we thank you for the power and strength of your Spirit as it flows. That the waters from before the throne of God, the cleansing waters, will flow over this entire area and your children that you've called.